I feel good. I know that I would now. I feel good. I know that I would now. So good, so good. I get you.
Hi guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have an awesome elementary lesson for you about bread.
Right. Yeah. So bread is my go-to for a snack. Bread and cheese.
Yeah.
Bread and butter.
Yeah. I mean, everyone in the world knows bread. And I don't know if anyone loves bread as much as I do.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But many people don't eat bread.
Right. Yes.
But, you know, even if you're having a party, you want to serve bread to your friends.
Yeah. So in this dialogue, we have a conversation between a customer and a bakery clerk, and they're going to have a party.
Right. So the bakery is the place that sells bread.
Yes. So why don't we listen to the dialogue about bread?
Perfect.
Dialogue first time.
Hello, what can I get for you?
I'd like a few kinds of bread, but I'm not sure which.
Okay, what do you want it for? Sandwiches?
Yes, that's one thing.
So focaccia, ciabatta, and croissants are all good for that.
Do they toast well?
You can, but maybe a loaf is better.
Okay. I'll have a whole grain loaf.
Sure, and what else?
I'm having a party. What can I serve?
Oh, I'd say a baguette or soft rolls.
I'll have half a dozen rolls, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hello, what can I get for you?
I'd like a few kinds of bread, but I'm not sure which.
Okay. What do you want it for? Sandwiches?
Yes, that's one thing.
So focaccia, ciabatta, and croissants are all good for that.
Do they toast well?
You can, but maybe a loaf is better.
Okay. I'll have a whole grain loaf.
Sure. And what else?
I'm having a party. What can I serve?
Oh, I'd say a baguette or soft rolls.
I'll have half a dozen rolls, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, so the very first thing the clerk says is, hello, what can I get for you today?
Yeah, what can I get? This is another way to order something.
Right, so you can ask someone, what can I get for you? Or, you know, what would you like? Or you can say, I'll get. So I want.
Yeah, just so it means order. What can I, how can I help you?
Yes.
Yeah, and is it a little more casual?
It is, I think. A little more friendly.
Friendly, for sure.
Not super formal.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So the customer wants a few kinds of bread.
But he's not sure which.
Right. So he wants different types or different kinds, maybe some white bread, brown bread. And we'll talk about those.
Yes.
But he doesn't know which.
He doesn't know which kind. So this is our grammar point. Yes. So you can see a little bit more about that.
This is very useful, by the way. So make sure you check that out. Yeah.
And you can say, so I'm not sure which kinds of bread.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which kinds or I'm not sure which.
Yeah. Which is good? Which is the most delicious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So to find out the different types or the best types, the clerk asks, what do you want it for? Sandwiches?
Exactly. Because, you know, some breads are not good for sandwiches. It depends.
Right.
On what? How do you want to eat it?
Right.
Do you want to make it into a sandwich? Do you want to make it just toast, and we'll talk about that later.
Right. So basically a sandwich, you guys probably know this.
Yeah.
It's two pieces of some kind of bread with stuff inside.
Yeah. The important stuff is on the inside, like while often meat and cheese.
Right.
Right. It can be like I like peanut butter and jam or jelly.
Yes.
That's really good.
And if you go to Subway, for example, you get a Subway sandwich.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, the pronunciation of this is sometimes kind of hard. Sandwich. But we usually say it like sandwich.
Right. Like with an M.
Yeah. So it sounds kind of different. Sandwich.
Yes. Definitely. And so the customer says, yes, I'm going to be making sandwiches. That's one
That's
thing.
That's one. Yeah.
So what does the clerk suggest is good for sandwiches?
Right. So the clerk says, yeah. So, and here we have some words that are not English, actually. These are from Italian and French.
French, right.
The bakery clerk suggests focaccia and ciabatta.
Right. So focaccia is a thicker bread.
Yeah. If you think about like pizza bread, pizza dough, it's like that, but actually thicker, a lot thicker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it usually has herbs.
Yes.
Like rosemary,
right.
Things like that.
Yeah. And but it is kind of flat, right? Right. Not like a pizza, but it is a little bit flat.
Right. But because it's thick, you can cut it and put stuff inside.
Right. Yeah. And that's delicious too.
Right.
And also delicious is ciabatta, ciabatta bread.
So this is just recently popular here.
Oh.
It's kind of, now you can buy it at any supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are kind of square.
Usually. Yeah. Is it white bread or?
It's usually white.
Yeah, usually white. And the outside is a
crispy.
Crispy, yeah. And the inside is soft.
Right. Whereas with focaccia, it's all kind of soft. So a little chewier.
Yeah, there's no real outside part or crust.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And now my favorite, this last one, croissant.
Yeah, this, and you may know this, this is one of the most popular bread types in the world.
Right. And probably one of the worst for you.
Oh, yeah. It's not exactly healthy.
Full of butter.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're so good. If you want to try to pronounce this like a real Frenchman, you can say croissant.
Croissant. but croissant is fine.
Is the English way.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now don't get confused by the spelling and stuff. Just say croissant.
Croissant. Yeah. And they're shaped like a moon.
So croissant means crescent.
Yeah. And that's the shape of a moon.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, with those, some people like soft sandwiches, but some people like to toast the bread.
Right, toast. So maybe you know toast. You've maybe seen it in the word toaster.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it makes toast.
It makes toast.
It toasts toast.
And that's often a noun, but here, like you say, it's a verb.
Right. So it can be both.
Yeah.
And this is an expansion word.
Yes.
So take a look at that.
Yeah.
And for example, if you go camping, so I think we've talked about outdoor sports in summer and camping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And making s'mores.
Oh, I love s'mores.
So you have to toast, add a little fire to the outside of the marshmallows.
Yeah, it's like a little bit burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some people like that golden brown toast.
Yes.
Some people like burnt toast.
Right.
I don't
like toast at all.
Yeah. And if you go to Subway, Subway restaurant, they can toast your Subway. And I don't know if you like that, but I love it.
Oh, I don't.
Oh.
It cuts my mouth.
Oh, I see. It's too crispy.
Too crispy.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like chewy.
So the customer is asking, right? Mm-hmm. Like you say, do they toast well? But the bakery says, no, but maybe a loaf is better.
Right. So a loaf of bread is the big piece.
Yeah.
It's like
It's
many
like
pieces inside.
A single piece of bread.
Yes.
Before you slice the bread.
Right.
It's a single loaf. One big loaf of bread. I love that.
Right. And you shouldn't eat it all at one time, maybe.
Right.
But in a minute, we're actually going to talk about a special kind of loaf, another French loaf.
Yeah.
But a loaf, you can get sourdough loaf.
Oh, I love sourdough.
White bread.
Yeah.
Anything that kind of comes in a bag is usually a loaf.
Yeah. And just One note here, when you say many, the plural form of this word is loaves.
Right.
The spelling changes a little bit.
Like leaf?
Right.
Leaves.
Leaves. So
loaf, loaves. Loaves.
L-O-A-V-E-S.
Loaves. Right.
So many, many loaves of bread.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what kind of loaf does he want?
Yeah, he wants whole grain.
Right.
Whole grain loaf.
What is whole grain?
Well, it's basically, it's kind of difficult to understand, but when they make the loaf of bread out of seeds, it's the whole seed.
Right.
Yeah.
So you usually use wheat to make flour, and you don't grind them.
Yeah, you don't.
Means make a powder.
Yeah, it doesn't go into the factory and
right.
Cut up. Yeah, and usually, you know, often if you don't know how to see, like how to tell the difference, usually whole grain is it's brown.
It's brown and it has little pieces of things,
right.
Seeds and things.
Yeah. So whole grain looks healthier.
Yes. Now you can get white bread or brown bread. Now brown bread is brown, but no seeds.
Oh,
whereas whole grain has seeds, and
so
brown.
Look for those seeds. If the bread looks healthy, it's whole grain.
Yes.
Maybe.
and there's like ancient grains and all sorts.
So many kinds of bread.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's one thing to make sandwiches.
Yeah.
What's the other thing he needs bread for?
Right. Well, if you're at a party, you know, maybe people don't want to eat a big sandwich. So what else? He asks, what else can I serve?
Right. Mm-hmm. So serve means give to someone, my guests.
Yeah.
Feed.
Yeah. Like a server at a restaurant.
Right.
What are you giving or providing?
Right. So service is the noun.
Right.
And the verb is serve.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bakery clerk has a recommendation.
Right. Mm-hmm. So here is that loaf that I was talking about. This looks funny.
Yeah.
Baguette. But it's actually baguette.
Baguette. This is also a French word, I believe. Yeah. So he says, I'd say, which is just a simple way to give a recommendation.
I suggest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And baguette, what do they look like?
They're longer.
Yes, they're
longer. And they're usually made with what we call French bread.
Yes. Yeah.
So a French baguette or a sourdough baguette.
Right. Yeah. And they're perfect for parties.
Right. Because you slice them and it's not as wide as a regular loaf of bread. So smaller pieces.
Yeah, each piece is quite small. So they're bad for sandwiches, but great for snacks.
Right.
For snacking.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other choice is soft rolls.
Right, yeah. Roll. This is honestly, when I see this word, I immediately think of cinnamon roll.
Yes. So we also call them buns.
Yes, bun. Yeah.
And so cinnamon buns as well. And it's just a round piece of bread.
Yeah.
Small.
And it's called a roll because when you make it, you have to roll it.
Right.
Yeah. And then turn it. So it has like a circle shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's round. Okay, so what does he decide that he wants?
Yeah, the customer wants half a dozen rolls.
Right, so this is great, a great expression. How many is half a dozen? How many is a dozen?
Let's see. Well, a dozen is 12.
Right.
So half a dozen must be 6.
Right, and what else do we usually use dozen for?
Oh, yes, eggs.
Right, so a carton of eggs has 12.
Right.
Eggs inside, and we call that a dozen.
Yeah. And here's a little bit of fun trivia for you. What is a baker's dozen?
I was going to say that. It's 13.
Yeah. So this is a little bit of English, you know, culture.
Yes.
If you say baker's dozen, that means 13.
Yes. It means sometimes the baker will give you an extra.
Yeah,
for free.
Yeah. It's like, sometimes you could say service. It's extra. Right, so he wants 6 rolls.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the clerk says, here you go.
Here you go, where you go.
Yeah, exactly.
What does this
mean? It means here is what you want.
Right, yeah, here it is, it's ready. Please take it.
Right, so if I say, can you pass me that pen?
Mm-hmm.
You can say,
here you go.
There you go. So you are giving it to me.
Yeah. So this is used so much when you order a meal at a restaurant, the server comes out with your food. She says, or he says, here you go.
Yes.
Or here it is.
Yes. And they give it to you.
Yeah.
Right. So lots of bread words.
Yeah.
Let's take another listen and practice those.
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hello, what can I get for you?
I'd like a few kinds of bread, but I'm not sure which.
Okay, what do you want it for? Sandwiches?
Yes, that's one thing.
So, focaccia, ciabatta, and croissants are all good for that.
Do they toast well?
You can, but maybe a loaf is better.
Okay, I'll have a whole grain loaf.
Sure, and what else?
I'm having a party. What can I serve?
Oh, I'd say a baguette or soft rolls.
I'll have half a dozen rolls, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hello, what can I get for you?
I'd like a few kinds of bread, but I'm not sure which.
Okay, what do you want it for? Sandwiches?
Yes, that's one thing.
So, focaccia, ciabatta, and croissants are all good for that.
Do they toast well?
You can, but maybe a loaf is better.
Okay, I'll have a whole grain loaf.
Sure, and what else?
I'm having a party. What can I serve?
Oh, I'd say a baguette or soft rolls.
I'll have half a dozen rolls, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again between the customer and the bakery clerk, and we heard a lot of awesome types of bread.
Right, like focaccia, ciabatta,
croissant,
baguette.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite type of bread, Connor?
Well, I would say of all of the ones in this lesson, I like focaccia the best. But again, for sandwiches, you know, I think I like ciabatta better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My favorite is, it's not in the lesson, but I mentioned it a couple times because it is my favorite, sourdough.
I knew it. Yeah, yes. Actually, that is not in the lesson, but that is my favorite bread.
Yes.
Sourdough bread.
It's a nice, tasty bread.
Oh, it's yummy. Yeah.
So what about you guys? What's your favorite?
Yeah.
Or are you maybe not a bread person?
Mm-hmm. Or do you like, maybe you like rice instead?
Right, exactly. So let us know in the comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we look forward to that. Talk to you later.
Take care.